T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now it's time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The people who write parking tickets in San Francisco rallied outside of their department headquarters in the city today, saying plans to have them write more tickets will make their jobs more dangerous. So, Phil, is the city of San Francisco just trying to hit a quota here?
Well, that's one of the big questions out there. What we have here is a crackdown coming from the Metropolitan Transportation Agency, which oversees muni and the streets, and that includes parking. And there's been a lot of issues, and we've been reporting them about safety on the streets. And part of that is our parking laws being enforced. In other words, are you too close to an intersection so you block the view? Are you blocking somebody's driveway? Are you halfway in a red zone? What are the safety issues here? And neighbors are supposedly complaining. So the head of the MTA, Jeffrey Tumlin, said, okay, we're going to start this crackdown. And what we're going to do is sort of flood the zone. Every week, we're going to go to a different supervisorial district and spend a week there issuing extra tickets that we wouldn't normally, because we wouldn't have that many people there. And we're going to be there doing that about every 3 months. We're going to come rolling through. And these MTA officers, you know, they have a right to be nervous about this. I've known them over the years. They're very nice people as a rule, but they're stuck in a very, very ugly situation. And people really get ticked off when they get ticketed. And these people have very little backup when they're out there on their own. And when you're up the enforcement, you up the danger level as well.
So they had this protest outside of the headquarters this afternoon. My question to you is, will the city listen? I mean, is there any chance they backtrack on this plan?
There is a chance. We'll see. But there's pressure coming from a number of sides. Like I said, first one is the safety issue, but there's a second one. The Muni agency is facing a $220 million deficit. We've been reporting that as well. Are they on the verge of a financial cliff? Fares on the bus system and a rail system are only about, 56% of what they were pre-pandemic, so they're not making a lot of money there. Parking revenues are down because there's fewer people driving. And tickets bring in about $75 million a year. All right. That is a good chunk of change. And that is a tempting way for them to say, let's get that pressure. You know, we can make money that way. Other ideas that they floated, like extending parking to metering hours into weekends or at the night, have fallen flat because of public opposition. Raising fares is not an attractive proposition. So where are you going to get the money? You can get the money from tickets. And we're talking real money here, because if you park partially in a bike lane, you're up for $106. If you are partially in a crosswalk, it's $83. If you just overstay the meter, that's $101. Now, you want to be around when you hand somebody a $101 bill saying you owe me, the city, $101. It's one thing if you come back to your car and it's ticketed. It's another thing if the PCO officer's there and there's a real question about, hey, I'm only a foot in the red. Why are you giving me this $100 ticket? Things can get heated fast. We'll see how this goes.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.